Song Hunter by Sally Prue. Read by Helen Ayers. The events in this book take place about 40,000 years ago, in a time when mammoths could walk across the area now covered by the North Sea, and the people were of the kind we now call Neanderthals. Chapter 1. It was coming. The blustering wind was covering up the sound of the beast's great feet, but the whole valley had begun to shudder with fear, with dread. Micah tightened her grip on her axe. The flint edge was sharp, but the creature's flesh was so thick that her blade would do no more than enrage it, turn it to the attack, and a single swipe of its... There! A shrill whistle, and there, over on the other side of the track, a sharp... in reply. Micah shifted cautiously as she crouched amongst the long tufts of grass. Those sounds had not been made by birds, but by stone men. The beast must be very close now. The whistle had been Elk's order, be ready, and the tongue click had been Seal's answer. This was the hardest part of any hunt. All Micah had to do was keep absolutely still and silent, while the others chivied the beast past her and on towards the bog. But still Micah's heart was thumping in her chest. The stone men had surrounded the beast with small sounds, soft whistles or tiny squeaks or sudden rustlings in the wind-swayed grass. They had to make the beast just uneasy enough to turn aside from its course and pace quietly on towards what it thought was safety.